Hello and welcome to another episode of the CG Business Advisor. Thanks so much for tuning in and joining us. If you haven't done so already, make sure that you subscribe and follow the podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. And as always, you can learn more about CG Tax Audit and Advisory by heading to our website, cgteam.com. We have a really great episode here on tap for you guys. It's about a topic that I'm extremely passionate about, and you'll see our next guest is very passionate about it as well. Larry Balin is the founder and CEO of Single Throw Marketing. And among Larry's achievements, he is an award-winning entrepreneur. He's a best-selling marketing author, and he's also a professional keynote speaker. For over 20 years, Larry and his talented team at Single Throw have provided innovative customer acquisition-focused digital marketing services designed specifically, this is the best part, to create an ROI that beats every competitor for hundreds of regional, national, and global brands. And one of the things that they specialize in is optimizing for AI. Yes, AI is a topic that I am extremely passionate about. I use it every single day. And more businesses are using artificial intelligence, and whether it's Google, Gemini, ChatGPT, these other platforms out there, to find solutions. Customers are looking to find you. And so Larry and the crew at Single Throw Marketing help you optimize for AI. Let's welcome in Larry to this episode here. Larry, thanks so much for joining us here on the CG Business Advisor. I want to learn a little bit more about your background, and then you could also tell us how Single Throw was born. But let's just learn a little bit about yourself first before we talk about your company.
Sure. So I have been in the digital marketing space for close to 30 years now. So slightly when the right around the dot-com bubble started to grow until it burst, I founded Single Throw in 2001, actually September 11, 2001. We were moving into our first office when 40 miles outside of Ground Zero. So it was kind of a crazy time. So we're very used to kind of rolling up our sleeves and pushing through and getting through whatever needs to be gotten through. But I started a digital marketing company when no one wanted to hear about digital marketing. I thought it was over when the bubble burst. And we've been successful now working with some of the largest companies in the world, in some cases, some of the largest brands in the world for over 24 years. My company is 25 people. We are all full-time in our location here in Monmouth County, New Jersey. Our clients are all over the country, some global, multiple industries. We have a few different specializations, AI optimization being one of them, multi-location businesses, a lot of B2B. And then my personal background, I'm also a best-selling author. I've written two versions of a best-selling marketing book, one in 2007, one in 2010. So I spent a lot of time flying around the country doing keynotes for GE, Microsoft, Carrier, just a tremendous amount of, so many I can't even remember at this point. So I'm a paid keynote, anywhere from 500 to 5,000 people in the audience at least a dozen times a year, talking about these things, these very things that we're going to talk about.
That's tremendous. And one of the hottest topics that we're going to be talking about is artificial intelligence. I use it all the time in my business, whether it's, coding for my website or whether it's just handling some mundane tasks. We know that AI is completely changing the way that everybody operates on a day-to-day basis. How have you noticed that it has changed customer behavior across every industry that you deal with?
I mean, it's changed tremendously. So we're also a Google partner. We've been working in the AI space for years now. So although it's new to some, it's definitely not new to us, at least optimizing for it. It really had its beginnings, at least in the consumer behavioral change shifting portion of what we're talking about. Back when your Amazon Alexa started to hit the market, Apple Siri, Google Home devices, they weren't called AI at the time. They were called assistive devices. So, we started working with Google and others around helping businesses to show up or be an option when people would speak to a device. As more and more people were asking questions of a device, that's one of the biggest shifts. People went from statements to questions. They always start searching for a problem, not a solution, because most people don't know what the solution is, or they wouldn't be searching. So they search for a problem, but now they're asking questions more than ever. And that's usually when you'll see AI appear in search. Google's AI overview appears 48% of the time when a question is asked or implied. When it isn't asked or implied, no AI overview. It's not necessary. You still use search. But what we're seeing is customers are actually, I think it's a, even though there's this contingent, and I'm one of the people that say AI is coming for us all, for every one of us, no matter what we do for a living, it's coming for us all. So, which just means we have to get better, faster, stronger, to your credit, using it as an advantage for our clients, as an advantage for our services, and helping get rid of the mundane things to allow us to be the best we can be faster. But what AI is doing for consumers and businesses is actually creating a more qualified prospect for a business. So when you look at a prompt versus a search in Google is going to be 3 to 5 words on average. A long tail, what we call a long tail, which is more than 3 to 5, is 6, maybe 7 words at most. Most people don't type in "War and Peace" into Google. It's very quick. And then they get their answers. But in a prompt, in a ChatGPT or Perplexity, a Gemini, what have you, people are writing "War and Peace." They're writing paragraphs of information about what they need, what they want, who they are, how it's going to affect them. And then they're getting back a tremendous amount of information in milliseconds in most cases. And what that does is two things. We're seeing consumers find the services they're looking for within that context that's being presented by AI, because it's so detailed, it's so rich, it's not one source anymore. And we're seeing when they do click over to the website of that service provider, their conversion rates are a lot higher because they're better suited, they're better connected, they're better qualified. So you're not getting junk leads anymore. You're getting the most qualified person because they're self-qualifying. That's the consumer behavior. They're qualifying themselves using AI. So when they get to you, the closing ratios are 6 times what they are from search. So people are just getting very good at finding the exact thing they need. And that's a wonderful thing for businesses.
That's awesome. And it completely changes the way that like search engine optimization goes. Like we talk about SEO all the time, and it used to be, and I'm sure still is, where, you know, you're trying to get featured on Google, right? You're trying to make sure that when people search for something, you're one of the top results that comes up.
Yeah, yes. You're a choice.
You want that to be the case. But now with AI, it's like you almost want to be wording things or strategizing so that your company, your services, your website or whatever shows up when people do search in these AI prompts for looking for something.
We're doing more of that than for the last year, at least. We've been doing more of that than anything else. I mean, SEO is and optimizing for AI. So you're a choice. You're what we call sourced, but you're sourced by AI. Your information is sourced by AI. And then AI presents you as a choice, as an answer to a question, a problem, a solution, is SEO. It's just a very advanced version of SEO. We're calling it adaptive. Which just means, because real time and in the moment is not fast enough anymore. Like, it's just not. Like, we have to think days, weeks, months ahead, as far ahead as we can, of what's going to happen. And AI is able to do that. So it's really about, now it's just about velocity. It's about creating unified signals. Because change isn't around the corner. It happened yesterday. Change happened yesterday. AI's already on top of it. So from an SEO perspective, what it forces you to do is get very focused, which I think is a great thing for a business. It forces you to get focused, because if you think about the difference between AI and a search engine, the search engine is indexing websites within their database. AI is indexing everything. Mm-hmm. It's listening to everything. It's listening to social. It's listening to PR. It's listening to other websites. It's looking at your website. It's looking at the contents, looking at the velocity in which things change. It's taking the behavior of the searcher, the person looking and prompting AI, the user. It's putting that in there. It's taking so much more information that as a business, if you don't unify your information, if you're saying, The sky is blue on my website, and over here you're saying, well, the sky is pink on social. And then over here in PR, you're putting out releases, the sky's a little green. AI has no idea what you're all about. It doesn't know what you actually do think. It doesn't know what you're the authority in. Are you the blue sky authority, the green sky authority? Because you're saying so many different things in so many different places, and you're not sure if that even ties into the exact thing that a customer wants. So you also have to be really connected into what's going on in your ecosystem of your business, of your customers right now and tomorrow. I mean, you know, CG, for example, is a perfect, it's a perfect example. You know, what was happening in the minds of businesses for taxes yesterday is different than today. Something could happen in the global economy that changes how businesses are looking, what's going to be important to a business when it comes to taxes, when it comes to planning, when it comes to profit, all of those pieces, risk management, it all changes. And if you're saying the same thing, you're saying if you're only talking about the thing that happened 3 weeks ago, you're wildly out of touch and irrelevant. Mm-hmm. You have to stay up on it. And then you have to update everything in what we call the velocity factor as fast as you possibly can. The more you're doing and the more you stay focused and connected to your customer, to the thing your customer wants, the more authoritative AI sees you and the better your chances of being sourced and being an answer when people ask AI the questions they're asking.
It really is amazing. I mean, I had, I think it was last year, I had a tweet that went viral, and I had one, a friend of mine actually send me a screenshot of they were looking up something on AI and their AI sourced me. And I didn't, you know, it was unbeknownst to me. It's like, I didn't do anything except I had a tweet that went viral and it said, you know, as per Scott Seidenberg from whatever. And it had like my tweet was the source that the AI was giving the answer from. And that's a great example of like, well, now if you can target that, if you can put your stuff out there to be targeted by the AI, now you're going to start showing up in more and more places, not just from a random result that somebody was searching for a random question that just had to do with one of your responses in that tweet.
Well, it's a great example. I mean, so AI sourced a tweet. So it's listening. Clearly, it's listening to everything. Mm-hmm. So it didn't say this website is the right thing to go to. It says this tweet, the comments around it, who is sharing it, where it linked to. It determined that that was the authoritative piece of information to answer the question. So an AI does that wonderfully. And it's getting better and better and better. I mean, these are the early days of AI. AI is in its infancy. But this infant is faster than any infant I've ever seen. It's running hurdles. It's crazy how fast it moves. And it's for a very good reason. I've been doing this for about 30 years. I've seen the early days of everything on the internet, literally everything, and how long things took. Social, all these things, you know, the ebbs and the flows, the ups and the downs. Podcasting was up, podcasting was down, podcasting is up, social media, all these other things. The reason that, that AI is moving so fast and we have to pay attention to it more than anything else that's ever come come our way, it's the only thing that requires zero human intervention to get better. It makes itself better. Everything else waited for us to beta test it and then change it and tweak it and do the bug reports. It does that in real time as people are using it all by itself without us touching it at all. So as we're speaking, as you're typing into it, it's getting better and smarter and faster. And it's changing. It's changing. It's going to change everything. Like I said, it's coming for us all. It's going to touch everything we do. And that's all there is to it. So, but the great thing about that is it's not the scary part. The scary part we all have to get over. There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
Nothing has ever stopped progress. The thing that we all have to do is, as businesses, to use it as the marketing, the wonderful marketing tool that it is to better understand your customers. We help our customers drill down into what we call the mathematics of the perfect customer. What's the formula? And there's many formulas because you have many different customers. I'll keep using CG as an example. Their customer for forensic accounting is very different than their general customer for business accounting. Very different than a nonprofit customer. But they all have formulas. They all have the math of what makes them the perfect customer. The perfect customer for CG to help, the perfect customer to be helped by CG. When you figure all that math out and you start to create, and once you have it, you have all these formulas on the board, and it kind of looks like a Stephen Hawking equation. Once you have it all there and you're looking at it, then you can create content and marketing and timing and networking discussions online, around all of that, and you get rid of all the waste, you get rid of all the nonsense, the things that you know don't work, things that you know don't matter, and then AI starts to see you as the authority for those formulas. Once AI sees you as the de facto authority for that, you get sourced at the exact moment of need. And as I said earlier in the conversation, 6 times more likely that that person is going to convert, because AI is already determined you're a good match. You're a good fit. The marriage is going to last. So you don't even have to date anymore. You can just go right into the marriage. It's marriage at first sight. That's what it is. That's what AI represents.
Yeah, so I guess that's what it looks like when a business truly optimizes AI, is that they're going to show up and be the results. And as you mentioned, the conversion rate is just so much higher.
It's just starting. I mean, and we're measuring all this. We're measuring the amount of traffic that's coming from AI. And AI takes a couple of different forms when you talk about traffic. There's AI overviews in Google, which is the biggest piece of the top of the page. 87% of people interact with AI overviews. You can't help but interact with it. And right now, and I'm saying right now because it's going to change. Right now, you can't buy your way into AI overviews. There's no option to pay to play in that space. You have to be the authoritative source to be there, period. End of story. So eventually, being a Google partner for as long as Google has actually had partnership programs, we know that Google's really good at one thing over everything else, and that's making money. Google will figure out, they've already showed us in partner meetings of what they're planning as far as a paid aspect to that. It's probably 6 months, 8 months away. So it's still a lifetime away. But that's the one form, is AI within the search engine itself. The second is your standalone, your ChatGPTs, your Perplexities, where people are just typing in what they want and they're getting everything. They're writing those long prompts. And as it stands right now, roughly 70 to 75% of AI traffic from consumers is coming from AI overviews within search. Roughly 25%, the next biggest piece of the pie, is ChatGPT. Then Perplexity is about 10%, and then the rest are small slivers right now. As we know from history, as history has told us, whoever's winning now may not be the winner down the road. It changes. You know, Internet Explorer used to be the number one browser, and now it's Chrome. Things change. But for right now, those are the two things that really need to be focused on, is your ChatGPT for standalone searches outside of a search engine, and then Google's AI overview within a search engine. I mean, you're seeing it now. Let me see what ChatGPT says. Let me type that in ChatGPT and see what they say. I'm hearing my friends say it. They're just using ChatGPT instead of Google in a lot of cases. But that doesn't mean that Google's dead. They have a 17-year head start. They're not going anywhere. There's still nearly 75% of the pie. So you just have to be in both.
But that's amazing.
When you say AI traffic, it's those two things.
Yeah, which is amazing. Like Apple announced that they're just getting out of the AI business in completely, because it never worked, and they've been sourcing Google and Gemini for all these years anyway, and they were just like, they decided, you know what? Hey, we're just going to keep paying for it. That's it. Like, we're
good
done.
It's not for us. And that's the same decision that every business needs to make with AI. What's not for us? This isn't for us. We're going to stop talking about it. We're going to remove it from our website. We don't want to be sourced for it anymore. Now, that's an interesting thing, too, is content on your website. Content that's not indexed by Google is actually hurtful. So if it's things that are not about the things you do, or Google has not found as important, you have two choices. If you leave it there, it actually works against you. If you remove it, it's helpful. If you need to keep it there for reasons outside of Google, so, you know, we have a lot of existing clients that go to that page, and great. Then you have to tell Google not to look at it. So you really do have to do what Apple just did and say, what's not for us? What is not a focal point for us anymore? And what needs to be a focal point, at least for the next 6 months? Because you really can't predict any more than that at this point. Things move too fast. And make sure that every single thing, and we're all driving to the hoop together around those particular things in every single aspect that AI is listening to. And it listens to everything. It's going to listen to this podcast.
Yeah, of course. Is that something that you guys would do at Single Throw? It is kind of take a look at what's not serving a business as far as
AI? I mean, it's part of our hygiene. Yeah, it's what's in the way. So what's hurting you? What's stopping you? It's some of these. It's a more advanced way of looking at it. It's not your basic cookie cutter SEO. That stuff doesn't work. I mean, maybe if you're a pizzeria or a dry cleaner, and you've got a generic market share that's a zero sum game, I'm sure that all those types of services work just fine for that. But when you're of the ilk of a CG, of a single throw, or someone that's a single throw client, you need a much more sophisticated solution. You need to be able to look at these things from a completely different lens, and at some point you need to have an agency that's working for you understand that the goal is to beat every single competitor, period. Either AI sources you or they source somebody else. They're not sourcing everyone. There's only so many positions at the top of page one of Google. So if somebody else is there and we've determined and you determine you want to be there, that person needs to be beaten. They have to be displaced. So the ultimate measurement is who was there before and can we take that spot away from them? So that's the ultimate measurement. And to do that, you have to get, if Google decided to put somebody in the top position, they probably deserve to be in the top position. So that means displacing them requires you to do everything right, not some of the things, or not even to do the same things they did to get there. You have to do better than whoever is ahead of you now. And that's why you have to start to look at things like content that's stagnant on the site, things that are not indexed, what's not being said that we can say, what are the competitors not saying, what are they focused on, where are the opportunities. AI makes it very difficult to do these things, to show up in AI. And maybe the most brilliant thing AI did is if you use AI to write all your content, you won't show up in AI. Because it wasn't you that wrote it. It's not your expertise. It's AI's expertise that it's borrowing from everybody. So AI can identify, and so can Google, AI written content. So if you just take AI content and pop it on your site, it's actually going to hurt you. You have to rewrite it.
Yeah, wow.
You have to use it. The way that you described it was beautiful in the beginning, how you use it. You use it for efficiencies. You use it for research. You use it to find all the things, and then you make it your own. If you just use it, if people don't do that and follow your example that you outlined, it's going to hurt them. And all they're going to do is create more useless content.
Yeah. So what's the first step? If a company says, you know what, I want to make AI optimization my priority coming for my new marketing strategy, what's the first step that a business should do?
I would start with really understanding the mathematics of the perfect customer. Start to create the different buckets based on every service that you offer. Who's the perfect customer? What do they look like? Where do they live? How old are they? What are in the margins of the things they do? What you have to come out of every topic from every different angle in order to for AI to say you're an authority of a thing. Meaning if somebody asks the next question, the next question, the next question, you still need to be the answer. So the first thing that it's the first step that we take when someone hires us, is we start to identify the perfect customer. There's an economics exercise that I became really fond of a long time ago, and it's called limited scale. So limited scale, when you tell a business, okay, I'm going to, if I went to CG as an example, and I said, I'm going to limit your scale. We're going to lay off 90% of the people that work there. You have 10% left. We're going to get, and you, what services do you keep? What revenue do you keep? What type of customer do you keep? It forces you to really get to, well, this one's the most profitable. This one's the most abundant. We close this one at a higher ratio. We're really good at this thing. We can do it with 10% of the people. Well, now you've got the math for that category. Okay, now I'm going to open up limited scale to 20%. What does that look like? Now the math changes a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. So it's never a bad thing. You learn a lot about yourself and your company and your customers when you limit the scale and you figure out the math of the perfect customer. I don't believe you're ever ready to do any kind of marketing until you even understand that. Who are we marketing to? Why do they need me? What's their pain? How do I solve it? What do my competitors say is the answer to solving that? And what can I say that's different? There's always something different. You have to say something different. So once you understand that, that's always the starting point. You don't need anyone's help to do that. You need to figure out who you serve better than anybody else can serve them. And AI is going to recognize that if you do all the right things.
It's an incredible conversation, and it's one that I think every business should be having, and every person that is in a sales opportunity should be having. I can certainly talk about AI for hours upon hours upon hours about the ways that I've used it, the ways that I'm planning on using it, the fights that I've had with it, because I'm telling you, sometimes the AI that I use can be a sassy you-know-what, and I got to fight with her and make sure that...
It's amazing. It's great to talk to you because you're well versed in this stuff. We have a VP of innovation here. He's been here for 10 years. And every now and then, probably at least once a week, there's a knock on my office door. I'm sitting in our office. There'll be a knock on my door and he'll come in and go, "Hey, I want to do this thing." And I go, "I thought you said that thing was impossible." He goes, "Well, it wasn't last week. It is today." You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just that AI. So AI is not a marketing strategy. It is the strategy. Mm-hmm. AI is strategy. That's all there is to it. Everything is powered by AI. This is the moment to be better, to be faster, and to start to look at how we beat every single competitor. This is a huge opportunity for businesses, the ones that are going to see it as that.
So where can listeners go to get in touch with you, learn more about Single Throw Marketing and all of your AI optimization strategies?
Easy. Like anything else. I mean, you can go to singlethrow.com. And the website is there. Content is there. Tons of articles. I mean, AI knows exactly who we are and who we serve. You can AI search for Single Throw. You can actually even ask Google, what are AI optimization services? We will be the first answer. Their content we've created. So the easiest thing is go to singlethrow.com. You can see who we work with, what we've done in the past, what industries we serve, and contact us from there.
Larry, this is a great conversation, man. I really appreciate the time. I'm sure our audience is going to get a lot of information and a lot of great ideas coming from this conversation. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott. It was a pleasure.
What a great episode. I highly recommend you guys checking out Single Throw and also hitting up Larry for more questions that you may have. It is in regards to AI optimization and whatnot. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the CG Business Advisor. We are available wherever you get your podcasts from. You can also check us out on our website at cgteam.com. We have more great topics coming up for future episodes, so you want to make sure that you follow the podcast, subscribe, and stay locked in wherever you get your content from, and join us each and every time right here on the CG Business Advisor.